he has polio pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies, you know, when he's 14. Greta is still alive. So they're born in the early 50s from Jane. Then Anne London has Jared, and he ODs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then this other one, Eric, that he didn't know he had, is late 50s. That's the fourth. Then Judy, in the late 60s, has Zalman, who is still alive. And then Sally has Abram.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in his 20s probably now.
Mm.
So that's six. But so Jared, you know, Adam Jared, is another one who died? Abram, Zalman, Eric, and Rat. Yeah, four. So two died. But a lot of tragedy. And remember, he never had much contact with these kids.
Right.
Earlier ones. So, you know,
he didn't seem to have much sense of concern about the fact that he spawned these people, these human beings who probably, you know, there was a hole in their life because they didn't have a father or he wasn't part of their life.
Well, that's what's interesting. He came out of the bohemian, wacky fringe world of the late 40s and early 50s, so he met wacky women.
Yeah.
Half of them were married, and he'd have affairs with them, and then they'd have a kid, you know?
And right, and then they would, I'm going to raise them myself, you go away.
Yeah, and then he didn't mind.
Right.
Going on. I mean, he is the archetype of, or the stereotype of an irresponsible artist, you know?
Yeah.
The bohemian thing.
Yeah.
But he himself is a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's trying to have values within this whole situation. I mean, he quit. He got out of it. He didn't carry on like you name any Hollywood mogul today. What's that guy, David Gelman, or that guy who has everybody since the 70s? The gay guy, I forget his name. Gagan. David Gagan Gelman. Anyways, those kind of guys started way back in the 70s. And now they're billionaires, you know.
And yeah.
They keep putting out the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Gerd, does he have a... Is there an audience out there for him that recognizes him as an artist, or is he relatively obscure and except among his artist friends?
I would say he was obscure until last 10 years, and then the art history of the next generation, they start looking at who did all the stuff in the 60s, and like he says, he's written up in major university textbooks.
Right, so he could probably earn a living just going around and lecturing at this point in his life.
Well, that's what's interesting. In a lot of ways, people don't care.
Mm.
The Generation Xer. Yeah, so he only gets to lecture at museums, and that's... I don't think there's much money in that.
Right.
So, yeah, he helped make the Android meme, and the Android meme's forgotten him.
Aww. Well, yeah.
Financially wise.
Right. But
Gerd's a good... But
he kept his soul.
What?
He kept his soul. He stayed close
to
his soul.
Yeah, and he ends up here giving us this whole story and knowing me and Carolyn and you for free. You know what I mean?
But doesn't he want to publish something? So this is his way of doing a review so that he can go on to his next project and do it better.
Right, and they already, you know, you go online and read the Bancroft College from 96, that's a long history.
Yeah.
They do it there. But he is working on an opera right now.
Oh.
You know, we'll get
to that. Well, he's flying around the fucking world. He just went to Jamaica and Germany. The guy is not doing too bad.
No, oh, no, no, he's good. And the thing is, he's in touch with the next greatest artist. He's the only one of his well, there's a few, but not many. He's in touch with the greatest artist alive today, me.
That's right.
And he doesn't know it. I'm an invisible environment, like all the invisible environments and people, Ginsberg, that he met who were going to become famous but weren't when he knew them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All these people.
Yeah.
Leary, everybody.
Yeah.
He's now met the Max, and he just thinks, I don't know what he thinks of me. He knows what I do, but he doesn't study it.
No, you're just in, like, Bob Marshall mode when you do these interviews.
Yes, that's right. Bob Marshall mode. No ranting. It's like, I'm the concerned journalist.
Right. So So now I know. I know Bob. I know Bob Marshall. I know Bob Neverett. I know Bob Dobbs. I don't know if I know the other Bob. Bob. Who's the other Bob?
There isn't any other Bob.
Yeah, there is. That's only three. There's got to be a fourth one in there. Bob. Bob Dean's in there. Oh, I kind of know him too.
Yeah, the thing is, though, we go from GERD. Now tomorrow we go into the other fantastic, even more invisible history of Worcester.
I know.
Which is an incredible history.
Yeah.
And Bob Carr did a bit of what GERD did. He did the liquid light shows, but not the same as GERD. And then he went on and created the first videos, and that is a parallel thing going on here with Bob Carr and Worcester. Worcester is like the hidden Roshi Baker, William Irwin Thompson, all the Richard Albert, all the guru spiritual part of GERD's life was in Worcester.
Right.
And the technical guy is Bob Carr.
Yeah.
So we got an interesting, multi-leveled, awesome thing that in 100 years will be apparent to people, and that's why they'll be making paintings, cartoons about me.
Right.
Because we're doing the real and interesting documentation.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, but I understand what you mean. As we go along, GERD talks about another thing you didn't know he was involved in, which involved other famous people, right?
Right. Now, I just, kind of amazed at the scope of this guy's life.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go. So, that's
okay.
Great. And, look, it's 189 minutes, so it's 108, it's 3 hours and 10 minutes on my phone. Mm. Okay, so which would mean we, 10 is 306. So, I'll call you, we do him at 9, which is 9 your time tomorrow, I'll probably call you before.
Perfect.
And thanks for getting rid of the Andrew thing, and I don't know, we'll have to talk later, but whatever we have to talk about, we'll do it before Worcester.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.